This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue our study today of marriage, and in particular of the topic, the profound significance of I do. And by that I mean the profound significance of the marriage ceremony. Last time we talked about some others whom the marriage ceremony involves other than the actual bride and groom themselves. We pointed out that God Himself is involved, the community and the nation is involved, the families of the bride and groom are involved, and the children who will be born to the union are involved. Now, in the second place, I suggest to you that marriage vows, in the highest sense, involves one committing himself to leave his father and mother and to cleave to his wife. The Bible teaches, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh." But many people who take this vow that is clearly implied in the marriage ceremony do not pay much attention to it. Instead of leaving father and mother and cleaving to their marriage partner, some people try to be parts of two households. They continue under the domination of parents rather than truly, that is, in the fullest sense, establishing their own home. Such action causes trouble many times and, at times, causes the marriage to disintegrate. A special message to young people: when you get married, continue to love, to honor, and to respect your parents. Continue to respect and carefully weigh their advice. But at the same time, remember you have established your own home, a new family. And remember that you must conduct that new home as such. Let the husband and the wife cleave to one another rather than to their parents. And I suggest in the third place some history that is involved in the vow. That is, in the marriage vow. When young people come to me to be married, I talk to them about this history. In doing so, I hope to impress upon the minds of those who are entering marriage the wonderful history that is behind their coming to this point themselves. And so let us note something of the history of marriage. First, I point out that it was instituted by the Lord Himself in the Garden of Eden. The Lord saw, the Bible tells us, that it was not good for man to be alone. So he caused a deep sleep to come upon man, and he took a rib from man and formed woman, and gave her unto man as a helper who was fit for him, that is, his counterpart, the helper who was just exactly what he needed, who was designed to give man what he needed to make him complete. As we continue on down in history, we see that marriage was honored and immorality condemned in the law which God gave through Moses at Mount Sinai. Marriage was upheld and honored by Jesus Himself in the Sermon on the Mount, and also in the writings of the apostles and prophets of the New Testament. And in the fourth place, I suggest that the marriage vow involves some very serious matters. Since marriage was instituted by God, and since its history dates back to man's beginning, and since God's laws, not merely the laws of man, regulate it, then the consequences of entering marriage are great indeed and far-lasting. In fact, other than the union with our Savior, marriage is the most solemn, the most serious, the most intimate, the most tender relationship into which human hearts can enter. I'd like for you to read carefully in that connection 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 7, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33. We all have very dear friends on this earth. As profound and great as are some of our friendships, as great and profound as the love between parents and children, there is no relationship in this life other than the relationship with our Lord that can compare with the relationship of husband and wife. Parent and child are not one as are husband and wife. The Bible says they too shall become one flesh. So solemn and serious is this union, that is, the union of husband and wife, that like the union of our body and spirit, it should be severed only by the hand of death. Paul makes this clear in Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 4. And so I therefore urge, especially young people, I urge you to recognize the teaching of Almighty God that marriage is not to be entered lightly or thoughtlessly. But our time is gone for today. Be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of the great Bible topic of marriage.